Newer at Sparta, speed cameras are on their way, which can catch you by recording your average speed between two points. Transport agency documents show the new speed cameras can also detect if you're using your phone or not wearing a seatbelt. Phil Pennington, our reporter, has the documents. He's with us. Kia ora, Phil.
Morena, Susie.
All right, tell us what's going on with these cameras.
Well, there's a lot here, Susie, in 200 pages, a couple of business cases which came into the office late on Friday. They've got point-to-point cameras, these average speed ones. You've got their smarter. It's in a context when we're going to get higher penalties and they're going to be used to snap more offences. The transport agency in the documents say these average speed cameras, point-to-point cameras, could be a game changer because it allows them to monitor a whole road rather than just a spot on it. And they are going to roll those out, and it says here, from early 2023 on medium to high-risk roads. Predicting effectiveness, they reckon these things are three times better than fixed or mobile cameras. Says very interestingly here, they could be used to penalise things like tailgating, not wearing your seatbelt, using an emergency lane, mobile phone use. It says then, for these cameras can see inside the passenger compartment, and that's got privacy issues with it, which they're working through, and it also indicates there's going to need to be a law change around it to use the cameras for that. But that's a big development in the field of road speed.
Okay, so these cameras are coming?
They are undoubtedly coming, but they won't say how many. They say that and the cost of them is something they won't tell us. They say, interestingly enough, that's in order to protect ministers, members of organisations, officers and employees from improper pressure or harassment. First time I've seen that in an OIA, I think. We've already got 142 safety cameras all up, which are mobile and fixed on the network. They've already placed an order for 26 of these new ones. And this is through this giant Spanish traffic company called SICE. I'm not sure how you say that, maybe SICE. And that contract has been signed.
Okay, so this is coming. You mentioned the law changes. This is something that's going to come as well?
That's what we're expecting. It's very interesting. We've got a review of the penalties regime happening at this very same time, Susie. The police at the same time have admitted they haven't been doing enough enforcement. We've got Road to Zero, which is trying to bring down death and serious injury by 40%. The aim here is to basically form an anywhere, anytime deterrent, so you can never really be sure if you're being watched. And they say a problem is New Zealanders really don't think speed is as dangerous as it is, and they have 44% of deaths on the road due to speed. So they are looking at a whole realm of things. These cameras are a really important part of it, but what we'll see is demerit points for camera offences, probably much higher penalties. Take it like this, $30 in New Zealand for going between 0 and 10 k over the limit. In Sweden, in an urban area, $370.
Okay, so the timing on this, do we know the timeline?
Well, it looks like early 2023, and this is around the same time as changes to the tolling system, the road tolling system, through the same Spanish company. And it says, interestingly here, that this is going to be high-tech enough to be used for congestion charging, which is the first time we've seen that. They've actually said, you know, in the past they can't do congestion charging because they haven't got the tech. Well, this looks like it's going to answer the question on that. Again, they won't tell us what the tolling work is going to cost. But it's all underway, and we can see these things turning up on our streets soon. And it says here, for instance, that the police are already trialling a prototype trailer that will have these average speed cameras on them for use at things like roadworks. So some pretty interesting developments.
Thank you very much. Phil Pennington, our reporter at